Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from February 3, 2020 to February 7, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On February 3, here were the news. Reginald Fowler rejects plea deal in crypto shadow bank case. Professor Michael Sung talks about the rise of the digital yuan. U.S. food inspectors to test IBM blockchain for export certifications. Singapore clears securities token platform iStox for full trading. Winklevoss patents tout use case for Gemini stablecoin tech in banking. Jack Dorsey enables Bitcoin emoji on Twitter posts. MasterCard left Libra Association over regulatory and viability concerns, says CEO. Bitcoin usage among merchants is up, according to data from Coinbase and BitPay. MIT develops spider tech to enable more efficient off-chain crypto transactions. Bitcoin price spikes to three-month high as bull cross approaches. Pool Together DeFi app announces $1 million investment after no-loss lottery payout tops $1,000. On February 4, here were the news. Gartner Research, smart contract adoption to increase data quality by 50% over 3 years. Winklevoss Twins Crypto Exchange adds TradingView integration. Binance will soon reward market makers for providing futures liquidity. BitSpark fades out following COO Maxine Ryan's departure. Southern Indian state to launch dedicated blockchain incubator. Pullback ahead? Bitcoin price indicators suggest waning bull momentum. Bitcoin SV sees minor split as blockchain shifts to Genesis upgrade. On February 5, here were the news. Intermex partners with Ripple for XRP-based remittance corridor. Binance now lets users borrow against crypto holdings to fund futures trades. Sony VC Fund joins over $14 million funding round for digital asset platform Securitize. ICE snaps up loyalty program provider Bridge2 to boost Bakkt's consumer play. Pantera, Square join $14 million Series A for real-time payments startup Transparent. Libra vice chair not worried about the levers. Jill Carlson, Meltem demurrers back $3.3 million round for non-custodial settlement protocol Arwen. Bitcoin sees bull revival as price bounces above $9,400. Craig Wright abusing privilege to block 11,000 documents, Kleiman lawyers say. Galaxy's Novogratz, XRP will underperform immensely again this year. Lightning Labs raises $10 million Series A to be the Visa of Bitcoin. On February 6, here were the news. CoinFlip adds support for Stellar XLM to its 450 crypto ATMs. IrisX hires capital markets veteran as chief risk officer. Bitcoin rises above $9,700 to reach highest point in 3 months. Former OKEx exec to raise $40 million for crypto derivative exchange. New central bank group to discuss digital currency benefits at April meeting, report. Zoom's CIO sees a rise in the decentralized workforce. Tron's Justin Sun, finally, gets $4.5 million dinner with Warren Buffett. ICE CEO, new acquisition opens $1 trillion market for Bakkt. Fidelity's VC arm leads $13 million Series A for blockchain-based B2B network Clear. Germany's BaFin clarifies licensing process for foreign crypto custodians. Crypto researcher Hasu flags attack that could bring purge-style mayhem to Bitcoin. Fed Reserve is researching DLT-based digital dollar, says Governor. Bitcoin's uptrend is gathering pace and many altcoins are surging, too. On February 7, here were the news. China's coronavirus whistleblower is now memorialized on Ethereum. Prime Trust to arrange banking for customers of BlockQuake crypto exchange. Above $10,000, CME Bitcoin futures hit 3.5-month highs. London Block Exchange placed into compulsory liquidation. Platform allowing trading of crypto in custody completes first $100,000 transaction. RSK launches interoperability bridge between Bitcoin and Ethereum. Paystan raises $20 million to be blockchain-based Venmo for commercial payments. Coronavirus concerns cause another crypto event to be postponed. Fearing currency struggle, Japanese politicians want G7 response to China's digital yuan. Bitcoin has erased over 45% of 2019 sell-off in just 7 weeks. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.